December 29, 2013, Sunday afternoon service. Today we are going to study from Psalm 39, a Psalm of David. I said, I will guard my ways, lest I sin with my tongue. I will restrain my mouth with a muzzle, while the wicked are before me. Of course, we have to guard our mouth, since that is the hard place to control. Not sure if David really put muzzle or not, but he was saying that he had to keep his mouth shut while wicked are before him. I was also thinking, who are the wicked? Those who do evil are also wicked, but I also think he meant by the wicked spirit, as Paul says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the ruler of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. As you live a Christian life, I am very aware of the evil forces that entice you and make you feel and think something sinful for you to get off the path of righteousness. And although you know intellectually what is right and what is wrong, your feeling can be influenced for you to say and think sinful things. So David said he remained silent, which was the right thing to do. There are moments that you feel that you said something you should not have said. And when I was talking to this doctor a while ago, he was saying something that truly triggered me to anger so much that I yelled him back. Then I realized that I was a pastor, and I regretted it. There are people who badmouth about you and say nasty things to you about you and about the books and the newsletters. But I do not read those negative comments now. And the Bible tells you to forgive them and love them. I don't feel like loving those people who say bad things about you. But since that is what the Bible says, I try to forgive them and love them in my prayers. In my prayer time, I don't skip people that I don't like. I do pray for them. Of course, I do not like them, but it is the Holy Spirit. And I pray in the Spirit that though this person may not like me, I would still want him to obtain eternal life instead of destruction. So that's how I pray. And such prayer helps me to keep my mouth clean and causes me not to enter the path of destruction myself. And we are not to judge others. We just have to watch what we do, that we do not sin, and let God judge the rest. I was mute with silence. I held my peace even from good, and my sorrow was stirred up. My heart was hot within me. While I was musing, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue, Lord, make me to know my end, and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am. Indeed, you have made my days as handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before you. Certainly, every man at his best state is but vapor. Surely, every man walks about like a shadow. Surely, they busy themselves in vain. He heaps up riches and does not know who will gather them. What David is saying here is the life is like a vapor. David is praying God and asking him about his death by saying, Lord, make me to know my end. In Japanese society, people really don't talk about death and pretend that death does not exist. Like many buildings don't have the apartment number 4 because the number 4 sounds like death. But David is asking about his own death. The death is inevitable and it will come to everyone. So everyone should face his own death like David did. When I was a kid, I thought the life was so long and a day used to be long and I was going to a grade school and the school days and school years seemed like eternity. And when I was in the first grade or second grade, I thought that becoming sixth grade was like so far away. But in contrast, nowadays, I feel like the past 3-4 years passed by like a wind. David says, you have made my days as handbreadth, which is a hand span, approximately 15 centimeters or so, right? But that's nothing. He also says, my age is as nothing before you. So he says, and that is so correct. Even if we have a long life, we would live to, what, 90-something? But in this short life, what is it that we have to do? We went over this subject this morning, but we have to obtain the eternal life, and we have to obtain a sound mind, not to obtain a gold medal from the Olympics. Even if you win a gold medal, people will remember you for maybe 10 years at most. No one remembers you after that. Do you know who won the gold medal from the Tokyo Olympics? Even if you remember, that is not the most important thing, right? As Jesus said, even if you gain the whole world, if you lose your soul, what profits you? The Bible is always the same. What's important in the Genesis is also important in the book of Matthew. People are not like that. Some people say one thing and end up saying something else even before they finish the sentence. But the Bible never changes. That's why I'm preaching the same thing over and over again, because the Bible is the same. So in this short life, you cannot do many things. You have to focus on what's important. During the summer, I used to go to Karuizawa with my family a lot. And I also went there by myself too, since they had a church summer facility there. You could drive there too, but I usually took a local train, not the bullet train, since the local train was a lot cheaper. Then I discovered that there was a train station named Yokogawa, and they had a very famous lunchbox. So when I found out about the station and the lunchbox, I was determined to buy it. But I was planning how to buy it, since I did not know how long the train would stop at this particular station. I did not want to get off the train to buy the lunch, only to have the door shut behind me. So I was trying to figure out the way to have the exact change, or if not, I was willing to give up the change. And it turned out that I didn't even have to get off the train, since they came to the train windows to sell the lunchbox to the passengers from the platform. I even bought some tea. But what I'm trying to say is that while the train is at the station for a limited time, you cannot do many things. You could only buy your lunch. Or if you tried to buy a newspaper and use the bathroom and this and that, the train would leave you. You have to be focused on your objective. Same thing with the short life. Of course, we have a little more time than to buy a lunchbox, but you cannot be greedy and try to do this and that. You have to focus on what's most important. And I was really busy in the past few years doing the work for the Lord, but I have no regret for spending the time that way. And I do feel that the path for life is getting narrower and narrower for me, but I also feel very secure about where I'm going. I feel more stable now than a year ago or 2 years ago. The Bible says to agree with your adversary quickly, while you're on the way with him, lest your adversary deliver you to the judge. The judge hands you over to the officer, and you be thrown into prison. When you're walking the street and talking to someone, it would probably be like 10-20 minutes, right? I think life is short like that, and you should make peace with people you need to make peace with, and repent to those who need to repent. This judge could mean the judgment after death. If you don't do what you need to do while you still have time, while you're still walking, next thing you know, you'll be taken to the judge and the prison for your sentence. And now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. Deliver me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the reproach of the foolish. All of us have transgressions, including David, who was very much loved by God. So what are we to do? It says in verse 7, and now, Lord, what do I wait for? My hope is in you. When we don't know what transgressions we have, we ask God, like David did. And we keep praying and seeking the Lord. God will reveal things to you bit by bit. About several months ago, God started speaking to me and told me that I need to do something. And as I was praying, I realized that God was telling me that I should pray more. Well, this I resisted, because I need to serve the church and I need to work to earn money, and I really could not find any more time for prayer. So I resisted. Then I ran into many, many difficulties that I really could not do any work for the Lord, and I finally decided not to do anything but pray. Though I could not do much work for the Lord, as I devoted more time for prayer, all the troubles started disappearing, and I made less mistakes, and I was able to do things more efficiently. So in the end, it was all good. I don't know if you call this a transgression, but it was true that I was resisting God. But if you keep seeking God and willing to obey, He will instruct you. He might show you the way that you would never take, but if you're willing, you will be guided to the direction. But for most of us, we do not know, even if we have transgressions in life, and even if we are being rebellious, unless God points it out, we do not know. I was mute. I did not open my mouth, because it was you who did it. Remove your plague from me. I am consumed by the blow of your hand, when with rebukes you correct man for iniquity. You make his beauty melt away like a moth. Surely every man is vapor. You make his beauty melt away like a moth. God can bring down a harsh punishment for transgression and make your glory go away. King David, too, after being transgressed, got expelled from his own palace in Jerusalem and was chased by his own son, and David ran away barefoot. Such fall from the human grace does happen, but the most important thing is to obtain the eternal life, not to obtain glory. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and give ear to my cry. Do not be silent at my tears, for I am a stranger with you, a sojourner as all my fathers were. Remove your gaze from me, that I may regain strength, before I go away and am no more. Here David says he is a stranger and a sojourner. As Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were all strangers and sojourners in the land. I think we all are as Christians, because when we read the Revelation, we see the very opposite of the sojourner is the earth dweller. As you know, the earthly things or earth dwellers or earthbound things are never a good thing. And strangers and sojourners of the land do not really get involved with the current political and social matters of the region. When I went to Egypt, I saw a pyramid and all that, but I did not feel like learning the language, because we were there for less than a week. So for us Christians, Abram, our spiritual ancestor, who was the stranger and sojourner, is our model. We are not to be caught up with the things of the nation, things of the world, like work and work position and such. An extreme example of life as a stranger is Jesus. It also says in the book of Job, I was born naked and I leave here naked. That's how Jesus came into life and how he left life. Jesus at one point was very popular, and people were flocking over him and gathered around him, like say 4,000 men. That means 10,000 or more people, including women and children. But this popularity for men did not last. After 3.5 years, he did not have people following him like that. You know the Tokyo mayor, Inose? He's like that too. When he took the office, he won the most votes than anyone in the past. But he's leaving within a year. Jesus lost everything too, including disciples. But this is the model we follow, because we are only passing through as a stranger. We have to be very careful not to hold so tightly onto the things of the earth and not being able to obtain the eternal reward. The Bible says, when the day comes, if you're out in the field, don't go back for your coat. Your coat is your glory and a reputation in this world. Do not become an earth dweller. If you are bound to earth, you will not be able to obtain the heavenly things. As the Bible says, you cannot serve to two masters. So please always do remember that we are only strangers and sojourners in the land.